From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Jamaica defends its decision on rate increases for cable and wireless, and a yard is alert in Britain. I'm Ken Richards in London.
And I'm Debbie Ransom, following events as the CARICOM leaders hold their 20th annual summit in Port of Spain. On the first day of the summit here in Trinidad, the leaders have been focusing on trade issues. A subcommittee of three heads of government have been working on rewriting the rules which govern CARICOM trade. On Sunday, host Prime Minister Bas Diopandé explained the need for the region's bigger and smaller nations to move to different timetables.
We'd also like to see the removal of non-tariff barriers. Some countries still have quotas and licenses and that sort of thing. But I cannot see that this is going to be achieved if we require it of all the members of our CARICOM, because some of the countries, because of their economic circumstances, may not be able to do it at all. It may be harmful to their finances. What we therefore have to do is to find a way of widening and deepening CARICOM without hurting the small economies.
Trinidadian leader Bas Diopandé. Another trade matter